Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
When I was in high school, I used to go to a gym, and my sister's boyfriend at the time was working there, and he'd laugh at me because I would lift like a weight for maybe a minute, and then I would go and buy some potato chips or something. Now, I didn't have very much motivation back then, and even though I'm really health conscious and really into healthy living, Andrea, there's still some days where my motivation is high and my motivation is low. What do you find gets you motivated to be so naturally savvy?
Well, I think for me, it's all about, you know, being interested and passionate about something. But it's also my personality. I am a very motivated person in general. I'm a B blood type, type A personality. So I think that helps me get motivated on a daily basis. And I see a lot of that in my son as well, which is interesting. But motivation is a great topic, and I'm really excited to get into it today.
Well, we've got the fantastic Caitlin Boyle. She joins us monthly here on the show. She's a creator of the worldwide phenomenon and Operation Beautiful. She's also the author of Healthy Tipping Point, a powerful program for a stronger, healthier, or excuse me, happier you. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good. We're good. We're really excited. All right. So in your book, which I love, Healthy Tipping Point, you devote a big part of that in the first section to getting motivated. So let's talk about five lasting motivational tips to becoming naturally savvy, and let's get our motivational mojo on.
Yes, let's. So my number one tip for finding motivation is you want to create milestone markers. And those are kind of stepping stones to your larger goal, because sometimes our goal is very big or very far away, and it's easy to lose track of it if you don't have, you know, sub-goals to hit before you get there. So if you're really wanting to run a marathon, you know, maybe your first goal should be to run a 5K or run a 10K or run a half marathon. Of course, if you want to lose weight, if you have a big number in mind, maybe you can also set smaller weight loss goals to get you to that big point.
So, Caitlin, that's like saying, you know, when you say milestone markers, you're talking about realistic goals. Would that be synonymous with that?
Yeah, and I think it's important, too, to kind of identify the steps that it takes to get there, because a lot of times we say, you know, I want to change my life. And you never talk about what changing your life actually looks like. You know, what steps do you need to take? What actions do you need to fulfill? So I think it's very powerful to kind of have those milestone goals to get you to your larger goal.
And I like that you say that, because I think if you, you know, like, I want to change my life, A, that's so overwhelming and kind of a, those are big shoes to fill, right? So I like that you say, you know, have a milestone marker, and whatever that is, it's easy to attain and it makes it more realistic.
Yeah, and there's also a lot of studies about how people who relish the journey of a goal are more likely to stick with it for the long term. So part of that is celebrating those midway points. You know, if you don't feel satisfied until you've lost 50 pounds, you might quit after 30. But if you celebrate every 10 with, you know, a mani-pedi or a girls' weekend or something nice for yourself, you're more likely to stay on track to your big goal.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Caitlin, because there was, I don't remember which show it was, but they had this thing where they showed this woman who was trying to lose weight, all these beautiful clothes, and they were so far off. Like, she's a size, you know, I don't know, 18, and they were a size 4. And I'm thinking, why, when she loses some weight, why can't she get a size 10 and then a size 8? Like, why does she have to wait till the end? It just seems like it's like dangling the, you know, the goodie on the stick and being like, oh, you got to keep working. And yeah, give them something along the way.
Yeah.
I think that makes
so
a lot of sense.
My
What's the next one?
My second little tip is to share your goals. And this is one of the best parts about our social media age is, you know, it's really easy to shout your goals out from the rooftops. And maybe you're feeling a little bit shy and you don't necessarily want to tell everybody about it on Facebook, but you can always create an anonymous blog or something like that. And it's just, you know, making your goals known is a great way to create accountability for yourself, which is also very, very important.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I definitely agree. And what would be your third one?
So my third one is identify obstacles ahead of time. So I'm actually going through this right now for myself. I have gained a little bit of weight, and I have noticed that the reason why I gained that weight is because I've been eating a lot at night in front of the television. I've just gotten into this bad habit of bringing snacks up to the TV room. So in my new goal to try to shed those 5 extra pounds, I've identified my obstacles, and one of my big obstacles is that TV time. So it's really important to both identify your obstacles or your trip-up areas and then kind of decide in advance how you're going to handle them. So for me, you know, I have a new rule where I'm not eating anything unless it's at the dining room table, and that'll help me stay on track with eating healthy meals. But I think it's really important to just think about your obstacles in advance because, you know, life is all about dealing with obstacles, and it's really easy to get derailed if your only plan is for everything to go perfectly. You know, you want to think about what could go wrong or what could set you off your track, and if you already know how you're going to handle it, it can really help you stick to those larger goals.
I like that you really say that. You know, identifying obstacles is key because once we know what we have to deal with, it kind of makes it a little bit less scary or unattainable. Mm-hmm. So I like that you say, you know, see what they are and then kind of work out or find a way to get around them, which is great.
Yeah, and one of the things I do recommend in the Healthy Tipping Point book is actually write all this stuff down. You know, like take the time to write it all down. Write all your goals and your milestone markers and your obstacles and how you're going to handle them. Because putting it in paper and really looking at it and thinking about the plan makes it much more concrete.
I saw a study, or I had read a study that out of Harvard, that they said that people who write down their goals are much more likely to achieve them than people who don't. So we're on the same page on that one.
And that's part of sharing your goals with the public. You know, our number two item is you're both writing it down and you're also helping create accountability for yourself. All right, so number four, that is focus on the positive. And this can sometimes be tricky. So I don't know if you guys have been on Pinterest lately and seen all these motivational photographs they have going on with super skinny girls with six-pack abs, and there's text right next to it that says, like, work out until you puke or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's been a lot of, you know, there's been a lot of talk lately about these fit-spiration photos. You know, I think it's really important to focus on the positive and focus on realistic forms of inspiration. So, you know, don't try to inspire yourself or motivate yourself to do better by, you know, sticking a photo of yourself that you think you look terrible on the fridge or putting up like a supermodel bikini photo on the fridge. You know, maybe you put a photo of your family on the fridge and when you look at that photo, you think, I want to be healthy for my kids. You know, you think something positive and reaffirming, not something that's inherently negative.
Absolutely. And I find it interesting how, you know, you're bringing up these photos of really skinny women who, it's so hard to achieve that for anyone. If our bodies aren't made to be stick figures, then we're never going to achieve that goal. So, you know, I agree with you. Put something that's realistic, or even find a picture, you know, for many of us, you know, we've had, you know, maybe thinner days. So maybe finding a picture of us when we were at a thinner time, that it's something we could achieve.
Yeah. And I think it's just important to, you know, look for positive role models. Like, you'll see so many of them. Like, for example, I love to go to spin class, and one of the favorite things about my spin class is how many different women there are in the class who are fit and strong and healthy, all ages, all shapes, all body types. And every time I'm in that class, I feel really inspired to be healthy for life. It's very motivating.
I do too. Hey, Caitlin, we're about to close. So what's the fifth one, just real fast?
So the fifth one is really quick, and that's find a buddy. You know, find somebody to support you in real life, maybe to work out with or to, you know, somehow work to that goal together, because that kind of accountability is key.
Thank you, Caitlin. That's wonderful tips. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD, where we keep you informed.